This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the last. This isn't the countdown. It's more the review of the hot hits. The charts are provided for us by Talkers Magazine. And you find the interesting stories here of compelling nature. You can check out the list at talkers.com of the top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people. We do this every week with selected talk radio hosts from around the country, including Victoria Jones in here with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Also Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden is in the control room at Radio America in Washington. And we're joined by John Harper also, who is a frequent contributor. Yeah, he runs WMEL on the Space Coast. And because the number one story this week is the hurricane, thought we ought to start with John and get right to the overview of... I think last week we talked about the hurricane. It seemed like the never-ending storm. And yet now you have beautiful sunny skies and things are sort of back to normal. It didn't hit you as bad as it might have. But certainly there are stories to tell, John, right?
There certainly are, Doug. Good morning. And it has been an interesting week that was, I guess, as the old song used to go. But nonetheless, we survived and we're back, and it's hot and humid and ready to take a look at what is out there in the Atlantic Basin as the next group of hurricanes start to form off the coast of the off the coast of Africa. But this particular storm, Doug, certainly did a lot, I think, for the psyche of at least the people here in the state of Florida. And I think one of the big takeaways from it, and I'll get into damage reports and things like that, but from a human aspect of it, one of the big takeaways was the fact that everybody really pitched in and helped their neighbors, so to speak. It seems like disasters bring the best out in people, and this was no exception. And neighbors helping neighbors, strangers helping strangers. I spoke to neighbors that I had never known before. And it seemed like that really was a big takeaway from this particular storm as far as how people want to help one another. And now, of course, they're looking at the Bahamas all over the country and trying to help and aid the people in the Bahamas who were so devastated compared to what we went through. So so it definitely has been an interesting week and a half in anticipation of this storm.
So I'm going to go around the table here. We have a virtual table, even though we're all in different places. I'm reminded of what happened on the island of Haiti several years ago with a destruction there, and thinking that they haven't really recovered yet. And I'm thinking about Puerto Rico and how they haven't really recovered yet. And I'm now wondering about the Bahamas. There's a difference, and I'm not afraid to interject this, because it may be that I'm right, it may be that I'm wrong. But in a political consideration, are the islands that are affected by this that still are not back together again, versus the ownership of land and the constituency that is the Bahama island chain, that'll get fixed faster because of the population? Does anybody disagree with that contention?
No, this John. Is John, and and I agree, Doug. It does seem like the aid to the Bahamas is forthcoming much, much quicker than it did for Haiti a couple of years ago, and for Puerto Rico 2 years ago, almost to the date. And there definitely is a difference in this particular go-around with this hurricane. Granted, again, devastating, total devastating destruction, as we all know and we've seen and read and heard, but at the same time, almost before the hurricane finished blowing through that area, aid was starting to pour in, whether it be in the form of clothing, food, or money.
Yeah. Well, but the island, the financial aspects of who controls, whites and Europeans control the Bahamas.
Right.
There's no white people in charge in Puerto Rico, and there sure aren't any white people in charge in Haiti who are living there as far as that's concerned. Victoria, am I on solid ground here, or am I on weak ground?
I think the relationship between the Bahamas and the United Kingdom may be an assistance to the Bahamas in recovery. I think also the fact that the Bahamas is a vacation destination, and so is known
so is Puerto
for that.
Rico.
Puerto Rico is also, but you know, I'm just mentioning that. So I think that, you know, that
the Bahamas didn't mouth off against the guy running the country that can help them the most.
I don't think that's necessarily a major thing. I mean, really, but I do think the Bahamas will probably recover quickly. Having really struggling with my grammar this morning. It's not very good. I wouldn't. Miss Hassel would not be pleased with me. But you know, this was a massive, massive, massive storm. So it's these things are very hard to predict.
Wow. We had the Haiti storm was a massive, massive, massive storm, and so is the Puerto Rican storm. I think I've hit a nerve here that is I'm not convinced that I'm not wrong, that I'm not right. Rick Jensen, you want to weigh in on this?
I would. I wonder if we're going to see the level of corruption in the Bahamas that we have seen in Puerto Rico. I mean, you're looking at over $15.5 million being directed to, you know, families and businesses who are cronies there in the government. And I think that has a lot to do with what's not happening in Puerto Rico, you think?
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of corruption and the up yours to the president.
And yes, you will see the level of corruption, because even if it happened here in the United States, there would be corruption.
Well, there's always going to be corruption.
It's just a matter of how bad it is. And in Puerto Rico, it was out of control.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right. So that's I think that's enough on Hurricane Dorian, unless anybody's got anything else.
By the way, Doug, one more thing. The people of Alabama are certainly breathing a sigh of relief this morning as well.
Well, if I may, America should be awash in gratitude of CNN's deep coverage of Sharpie Gate.
Sharpie Gate.
It's a Category 5 story that will storm and surge and not blow over. Yes.
All right. Is that too much of an inside? You want to tell the rest of that story?
I think we all know. How silly
we may,
is
but
it
the listeners may
to,
not.
Okay, well, how silly is it to tamper with a map of the forecast of a hurricane, which is what happened, and President Trump showed it to the nation in a black Sharpie, which, by the way, is how President Trump marks up his newspapers and all his documents. So whether he did it or not, I really don't know, to include Alabama, which is what he had tweeted was in the path of the hurricane. And this was a story that had completely died down. Nobody was talking about it anymore. And, of course, it was revived because the president doesn't like to admit that he was wrong. And it was like, we're not talking about Alabama. We're talking about North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida. We're talking about everything else. But the president wants to talk about
it. We always talk, but the news media loves to take shots at Trump.
But he took a shot at himself.
I understand that, but it's just, you know, can the guy do anything right with some people? I thought one of the most interesting things.
Not with a black Sharpie on a map.
Speaking of black, Isaiah Washington, a black actor, took
That's
exception. Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah, I'm going to sit right over here in the corner and not.
Awkward.
Well, no, that's a nice segue.
Whatever.
Isaiah Washington declared that he voted for Trump, and he voted for Denzel Washington a couple of times, and has been shunned by members of the black community. How dare you not vote for a Democrat? He says, I left the Democratic Party. For lots of different reasons. But I find this to be another example.
Well, he's also going to be shunned by Hollywood because what is the two actors from Will and Grace, they pretty much are outing every Trump supporter in Hollywood, and they want them listed so that they know who not to work with.
What is that in and of itself? Yeah, but then think about that as well. This is supposed to be a free country. Aren't you supposed to have the whatever ideas you want to have and hold on to them?
If you own a business, if you work in an industry and you are a Trump supporter, you are on a list somewhere so that everybody knows not to do business with you.
That's California.
Doug, I got to tell you, I hear your rage, Doug, or at least your reaction to this. I'm thinking, yeah, isn't it the other side of McCarthyism? Like, wait a second.
It absolutely is. Yes.
Wasn't Hollywood the victim of the House Un-American Activities Committee, and yet they're acting just like the House did, or McCarthy, if you like, to take it to the Senate.
The most astonishing thing from Deborah Messing, really foolish, and it was like, where did this come from? This was this. What happened was that it's part of the intense personalization of things. We see tweets coming from top politicians attacking people. President Trump in his response referred to her as a bad actress. Why not just address the issue and not attack her acting? You see,
especially because she's not a bad actress,
now.
She's a pretty good actress.
This is it. It's all personal and nasty now.
Yeah. Talk Radio Review. Victoria, Rick, John, and Rich with Doug Steffen. Join Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. Game changer. If you have aches and pains, you know, like, remember, was it, who was it that used to, it was Charlie Sheen, right? Winning! I'm winning! This is
winning!
winning. All right, so this is going, you're going to win. If you get aches and pains, you're winning the battle against the aches and pains. If you're using Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil, Joint Formula 14 will get you on your feet. So if you're interested in getting rid of aches and pains, feeling better, go online now. Get all the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. I take it. I use it. I like it. I give it to my dog, Daisy May. She is doing well with it as well. And you'll do even better with it because you get 50% off the retail price when you go to achefree.live and use the DJV code. All right? Get on the board. And by the way, if it doesn't work in 14 days, get your money back. That's the deal. Feel better in 14 days or your money back. Achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Use the code DJV for the 50% offer.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. 2-3% of the population is affected by a sideways curvature of the spine called scoliosis.
Sometimes patients will notice it because their shoulders aren't level or they don't feel their ribs are symmetric.
Neurosurgeon Dr. Jeremy Fogelson says the waist or hips may also appear uneven. While it can affect people of any age, Dr. Fogelson says scoliosis often appears during a growth spurt just before puberty. Fortunately, it responds well to treatment, and only severe cases may require spinal disc removal and metal rods to realign the spine.
It's important to catch it early because many times surgery can be avoided if it's treated properly with a brace. Sometimes it's simple as physical therapy to help keep the spine limber and strong.
Scoliosis screening should begin in childhood and can be done by a child's primary care provider as part of a general physical exam. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Four after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with talk host John Harper, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen here with the charts from the week of September 2nd to the 6th. Talkers Magazine lists the top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people being discussed. At number 10, NFL season kicks off. And who won the game? What was the
Packers
score?
Won. 10-3.
Packers won. Okay. Number 9, that boat fire off of the coast of California. That was really kind of, we're talking about Mondo Bizarro. A 75-foot boat blows up, basically. I don't think anybody's figured out why it blew up yet. Most everybody except the crew got killed in it. It went right to the bottom fast. Really, what do you say?
It was a lithium battery that caught on fire.
Really? Another one of those? I didn't hear that. Wow.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that is horrible.
Yeah.
All right, number 8 is our immigration situation. And I don't know. I'm looking at these things from the point of view of what's new and what is, you know, what's changing, and I don't see any of that. I mean,
well, from week to week, there's not going to be seismic changes unless it's something like a hurricane or...
Right,
Trump drawing on a map or something like that. Otherwise,
you know what I think. Let me just quickly run through this. Walmart and some of the other stores that have a new gun policy. You don't bring a gun into the store. We'll talk about that a little bit. Climate change and blah blah with the weather. Number 6, presidential race. Number 5. I think there's an interesting story here, and maybe this goes. Victoria wants to have us tune into a story that is important that we haven't quite gotten to yet. The presidential race is we keep focusing on the Democrats and all the characters that are running there. I think there's trouble in paradise between Pence and Trump, and I've always thought, you know, there's not one lick of familiarity. Trump is a Eastern hamburger eating belligerent businessman, and Pence is kind of a Midwestern. He's not a farmer. But he's way, there's no, other than faking it like George Bush the father did, faking being a conservative, Trump is faking most of that. Pence doesn't. Pence is true to his stripes. And I think that there's a lot of stuff that Pence thinks and does that doesn't hit the grain with Trump. And I'm thinking that Nikki Haley is a much better face for the future of the Republican Party than Pence is, whether that's what people are thinking or not.
I'd be down with that.
It wouldn't shock me if Pence hit the road and Nikki Haley showed up as the vice presidential nominee when next year rolls around. Anybody else want to give me a shot on that?
Doug, as they always say, you don't vote for the vice president on a ticket.
No.
You vote for the person at the top.
Yeah.
So
that's not true. I voted for Dick Cheney, and boy, what I got was really.
Yeah, aren't you happy you did that? Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't vote for either one of them. What about you, Rick?
I hear what John's saying. I know, right? There you go. This is the first time I've heard anyone suggest that perhaps there should be a change of vice president. I was listening to what you said. I thought, wow, I never even considered that. But I have to agree. Rich is the only person in America who voted for the vice president in a presidential race. I don't think most people do.
But I'm gonna out you on this one, Richie. You're gonna out me.
Okay.
What's her face, Sarah? In Alaska, we saw her, and you and I got on the phone with each other.
Yep.
I'm voting for her.
Yep.
She's so sexy and pretty, and yeah, when
two morons that we were.
Yeah, when McCain put her on, and she's a my God, oof, the face of.
That's not,
No,
but I voted for Cheney because I was like, okay, who's this Bush guy? And Cheney was like, all right, this guy knows the system. He knows how to make things get through Congress. He knows how the White House works. Good. All right.
Knows how to mess up the country. It's 28 past the hour.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey, there's a new type of account takeover attack called lateral phishing.
It's a serious threat. Cybercriminals hijack your email account and use it to launch phishing attacks on your internal and external contacts.
What if they attack us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Completely, with the industry's best layered defense against attacks, including account takeover and phishing.
So that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's tweets canceling peace talks with Taliban leaders prompted a statement from the group saying Americans will suffer more than anyone else for calling off the talks. On CBS's Face the Nation, former Defense Secretary James Mattis was asked if the Taliban can ever be trusted.
You remember when we reduced nuclear weapons with Russia, we talked about trust but verify. In this case, with this group, I think you want to verify, then trust.
Some are criticizing the president for having invited the Taliban to Camp David. Florida Congressman Michael Waltz is among several Republicans criticizing the president's invitation to host them near the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
I don't ever want to see, again, as we head into the anniversary of 9/11, I do not ever want to see these terrorists step foot on United States soil, period.
This is USA Radio News.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get back to our talk radio review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio, thanks to the work done at Talkers Magazine, listening to lots of talk radio programs, hosts, and stations around the country to come up with this list. Number 10, the NFL season kicking off. Number 9, the boat fire off the coast of California. Number 8, immigration reform. Number 7, the gun policy at Walmart. Actually, this is, I'm going to take a side street here for just a second. Number 7, just a second. There were 5 stores this week, big Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Kroger, that said to their clients, please don't bring a gun into the store. Now, whether it's don't bring the gun into the store or don't bring a gun in that we can see, I thought that was pretty interesting in that there are those who, and I was actually, one of them immediately said, okay, so we don't bring guns into the store. Let's look at who's been shooting things up or where they shoot things up in places like these big stores or where people may go to shoot things up. So the philosophy of the NRA and many of its members is that if we don't have a gun to prevent that, then you're just sitting ducks. So there was some recoiling by some of the usual suspects. So what do we make?
You're going to have your greeter frisk me when I walk in?
Yeah, Have you, seen those greeters?
Yeah, they barely pay attention to you. So, it's a nice thing to say, but in reality, anybody with a concealed carry is still going to conceal carry inside Walmart.
So, do you have a? Did you get anybody ringing your bell, Rick? There at WDEL. By the way, everybody who's here: Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, John Harper, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, here in Delaware, we had Moms Demand action from a couple from here and many from out of state, and there's like 20 or 30 people who had a demonstration. Meanwhile, hundreds, like 500 people, also Democrats here in Delaware, said, no, we want to keep our guns. And I see that kind of reaction happening here in Delaware, which is an indelibly blue state. And when Walmart did this, and they said something crazy about, well, you know, and we care about women. And I'm thinking, wait a second, so you're going to tell women they can't buy the ammunition for their home self-defense weapon? Well, that seemed kind of nuts to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, the whole thing is kind of nuts, actually. You get around the passion that is part of all of these discussions. So, let's see. Number six is climate change, and there's nothing new there. I do want to go back to number five, the climate of the presidential race. The way California is doing things, the state of California will be one of the first to vote in the primary next March. And because of that, remember how things sort of get distorted because of the way the news media says, oh, he won in New Hampshire, or he won in Iowa. Well, now they're going to say he won in California. Is that going to carry more weight because Elizabeth Warren is likely to be Joe Biden among Democrats who will vote in the primary in California? So what does that do for the face
in California? Those people are crazy.
Brent,
but if you win in a big state, it actually does make a difference. So it doesn't matter if the people are crazy. If you win in a big state, you win in a big state. That actually makes a difference.
Big state of crazy people.
It doesn't make any difference if you're winning in a big state and
sorry,
it's a primary state for Democrats. It makes a difference because those are primary voters in the Democratic Party. That makes a difference. It makes a difference with the number of delegates. Of course, it does.
Absolutely.
You could argue that Republican voters in some states are nuts also, but if they're in a big state, it makes a difference.
Vote in the primaries are nuts because they're the hard core of either the left or the right, and that's the problem with the educational system in our country, the people who don't really understand how the system actually works. In fact, the primary is a more important election than the general election. But what civics courses in school are teaching that? They don't even have civics courses, no matter what they're teaching. And the average person, they go, oh, I'm going to go vote in the regular election. Unless you're a hardcore person like me who votes in every election no matter what, whether you're voting on dog catcher or you're voting the whatever the issue may be, or statewide, national, there are not a lot of people who do that, and I'm saying that that's wrong. You want to have a say in how the country is actually run, or at least you want to fake having a say in how it's run by voting for somebody that you think is actually running the country when in fact he or she isn't, but let's give it a shot. And you don't go to the primaries, you're screwing yourself. That's the way I look at it. I don't, anybody else want to, am I right, wrong? Of course I'm right.
Well, you're right, because people always go, oh, there's no good choices here. You know, the last Republican primary, there was 20 people. Yeah. And this Democratic primary, there's 20 people.
20 people.
You would think that you could find somebody reasonably decent out of those 20 on each side. Mm. But if you don't go to the primary and vote for them, you get what you get.
Yep.
If you're a Democrat, of course, if you're an independent, which is what I am, and you live in a state with a closed primary, you're shut out of the system.
Right.
And I think that's remarkably unfair.
Well, it is. And then you get into a discussion of the Electoral College and all that stuff. What I thought was interesting is this week Ohio canceling hundreds of thousands of voter registrations. The list of voters it's using had a lot of mistakes in it. Secretary of State there published a list of about 235,000 voters at risk of losing their registrations. This is back to that whole business about who votes, how do they register, state identification, you know, the fact that you can go and vote. This is flawed on both sides. The fact that I can walk in. I voted. Richie's eyeballs roll back. I don't think I've told that story here. One election, a federal election, I voted three times. I voted absentee ballot in Florida because I had a residence there. I voted in the morning in Massachusetts and got on an airplane and flew to California and voted in California that night. And
why?
Nobody, well, just to show that I could do it. It was like taking, one day I took Cialis and Viagra and Levitra just to find out what would happen. I had the same
thing. And would you like to tell the class?
He ended up in jail.
I was very popular.
Yeah. Now, Doug, you did commit federal offenses when you were voting like this. Was there any repercussion? Did you make it public?
The statute of limitations is long. No, this was long. This is, Richie, when did you have residence in Florida? Probably 14 years ago.
No, if you only voted locally, I would think that's allowed. It's just if you voted for the presidential election three times,
Yeah, I didn't have to prove who I was. And that was the point of me bringing this up. I can go into in Massachusetts or California. I vote in Massachusetts for the most part. I don't want to be a resident of California, but I did that to prove a point of how flawed the system is, how ridiculous it is to not want to prove.
Why were you registered in California?
Well, because I had property there.
Well, you shouldn't have been registered in California, should you?
So what do you want me to go to jail now?
Well, yeah, I do. You shouldn't have registered yourself in California.
Thank you.
Doug, if you do, it would be a radio topic.
That's very naughty.
I was doing it because it was good radio discussion. I was doing it for my
own. You're a naughty, naughty, naughty boy.
You don't want that to get out too much here in the state of Florida because you know how things go here in Florida.
Right.
So, with elections. So let's keep that on the QT.
Right, we'll keep it, this is a number of years ago, so at this point it doesn't make much difference. All right, in a moment.
Have you taken the Viagra on the same day?
What, that I did the elections?
Yeah.
Elections and erections on the same day. No, I did not, Victoria.
It increases your voting power by three states.
That's good. I like that. In a moment, Victoria is going to tell us what she thinks is the number one story. We haven't gotten to Brexit yet. Let's see if it's related to that right after a few important words, including me suggesting that if you have blood sugar issues, and one in three of us does, there are some interesting treatments around, but they make you tired and they also kind of put constraints on your daily life. But there is a new, you knew I was going to tell you the story, and I'm going to have a solution to the problem. Solution is Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Curalin is a natural blend of 10 key ingredients that support healthy glycemic response, so you feel great. You're back to normal, and you can enjoy the simple things in your daily life. Every one of Curalin's ingredients is backed by clinical studies that support their effect on glucose levels. Thousands of studies back every single ingredient. This is no fly-by-night outfit, nor is it a fly-by-night product. Curalin, spelled C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It boosts your energy, maintains healthy insulin levels, and supports a healthy metabolism. So you get a proper blend of fats and carbs. You can get Curalin today for a limited time. Go to Curalin.co. That's Curalin.co. For a $20 off offer, use the DJV code, 1 month supply, $20 off of that. At Curalin.co, you type in the DJV promo code, $20 off the price of Curalin. Get started and have a happier, fuller life. You got any kind of sugar issues, blood sugar issues, you want Curalin. It's Curalin.co, promo code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Victoria Jones, John Harper, Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review. So number four is Brexit. I was thinking that with Victoria, the number one story would be the fact that Boris Johnson's brother resigned from Parliament because he's angry at his brother. He says there's a big deal between family loyalty and the national interest. I thought that was kind of interesting. That's the big story, right, Victoria?
That's part of the big story, but I was on the British websites yesterday doing research for my multiple interviews on Brexit, and I came across an even bigger story about Britain, and it was this. Scandinavian scientists, so that's a bit suspect anyway, simply because they're not British scientists, say that the Loch Ness Monster may be, in fact, a giant eel.
Really?
Yes. They have done multiple DNA sampling of all the creatures they believe to be in Loch Ness. And they say there's no evidence of a monster, but there is multiple evidence of eels, which we all knew there are eels in Loch Ness. And they say it might be a giant eel. And we're like, it's not an eel. It can't be a giant eel. We've all seen the pictures. It's clearly not an eel. An eel doesn't have a head like that. It's obviously a monster. Once again, the scientists are trying to take away our monster. That's the big story.
Damn it. That's awful.
Out of Britain.
Terrible. How many people remember the movie? Am I the only one who remembers The Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yes.
John, you got to remember that. You and I are the same age. Remember The Creature from the Black Lagoon? They looked like C-3PO on steroids, actually. That's what the guy looked like. This was back in the 50s, though, when it was when you get scared. I mean, you talk about the scary movies that are around today and how they're produced. That movie gave people tremors, and all it was a guy dressed in aluminum foil walking out of a lake carrying some babe. Harper, you don't remember that?
Okay, John. Do. In fact, I had a poster of it hanging in the radio station recently.
Now I remember. You know what? I remember seeing that when I was in your station. Yes.
Yeah.
The Creature from the Black Lagoon. All right. Well, anyway, Victoria, you've set us all reeling. Thank you very much for that touching focus on what's going on. And we didn't get much on Brexit, but I don't know. Is there any Brexit?
Well, yes, there is, actually. Yeah. Boris is going to bring back his bill for an election,
right,
and it's not clear he's going to win.
Really? All right. There you go. 10 before the hour. Thank you to Victoria and John and Rick and Richie on the Talk Radio Review.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now, it's time for Tech Talk, a review, actually, of the top five stories from the world of technology as they impact you, courtesy of the work done, the research from Victoria Keelan, who's all over this stuff all the time. I'm Doug Steffen. I'll be the announcer. You're a big, the big voice announcer that goes to number five.
Google is in the news this week, and of course Google owns YouTube, so it's really more of a YouTube story. But the reason they're in the news, not for great reason. They have to pay $170 million to settle accusations that YouTube violated laws protecting children's privacy. The Federal Trade Commission and New York's Attorney General have said that YouTube broke the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act by collecting personal information about minors without their parents' permission. Then they used that information to target advertisements at the children. And so the act says that websites can't collect data on children under the age of 13 unless a parent consents to it, and YouTube apparently did not do any of that. $170 million is actually the largest civil penalty ever imposed under the child privacy law. And $136 million of this goes to the Federal Trade Commission, $34 million goes to the state of New York, none of it goes to the kids whose identity was targeted. Yeah, it's one of those...
Or money grabbed from politicians and bureaucrats.
Yep, and yes, YouTube was totally in the wrong, and maybe there will be a class action lawsuit, I'm not sure. But again, parents may not even know if their child was watching a YouTube video and was targeted like this. So it's not an easy thing to figure out, but it's not an easy thing to prove, because, you know, we all know if you search for something and then the next time you're online, the thing you just searched for is everywhere because of cookies. So it's kind of difficult to prove, but yeah, again, none of the money goes to any of the victims.
All right, number four is a focus on Facebook this time.
Facebook is saying goodbye to its tag suggestions feature, and they're introducing a broader feature called face recognition to all of their users. So now, with this update, users will receive a notification asking if they want to turn face recognition on or leave it off. It will be defaulted to off. So if you choose to turn it on, Facebook will then use face recognition and their template to find photos and videos of users, even if they're not tagged. This is where people get very nervous about Facebook having essentially the map of your face. And so a lot of people have been saying that a lot of Facebook users are saying they want to keep using Facebook, but they don't want them to have the digital map of their face. And so now Facebook has said, okay, fine, you can turn it off. And again, this is just all comes down to a total lack of trust with Facebook users.
Number three is an Apple announcement.
Apple acknowledged a flaw in certain Apple Watch models that could actually lead to the screen cracking, and they have now launched a replacement program for anyone who's affected by this. Apple or authorized service providers will replace the screen on the eligible models free of charge, very similar to if your iPhone is under warranty and the screen cracks, you can also get that replaced. Now, for Apple Watch, this is for Series 2 and Series 3. The dangerous thing is, those are the waterproof ones, so if you even suspect that your watch might be cracking a little bit, you better get it in and get it replaced before you get waterlogged, and then that does not get covered under this free replacement. So you may, if you have time, it might even be worth just taking your Apple Watch to the store and seeing, or an authorized repair center, and just see if they might want to just pop a new screen on just to be extra safe.
Extra safe. Number two, good job here, Victoria, by the way. This is a new study on e-scooter safety. Hey, the bottom line is they aren't.
Exactly. Right. Alcohol has become a major factor in rising electric scooter-related injuries. Now, a new study published this week found that out of 103 patients that they tracked that were treated at three different trauma centers for e-scooter-related injuries, 79% tested positive for alcohol, and 48% of that group was found to have a blood alcohol level of more than 0.08, which is the legal limit for drivers in most states. So, and it wasn't just alcohol that was impairing scooter users here. They also found that 52% of them were tested positive for drugs. So now some states are going to try to make anyone under 17 wear a helmet, but the average age of the people in this study were males who were 37 years old. So watch out if you see a 30-something-year-old dude on a scooter. He's either drunk or high.
Perfect. Number one, Netflix is flawed.
Yeah, well, Netflix has a security flaw, and this is just a basic reminder. Don't use the same password for all of your online accounts, and make sure that when you log out of your Netflix account, if you're using it on a public TV, make sure you log out completely, because people can hack in and change your email account, and you'll lose your account.
There you go. Top five items in the world of technology. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.